Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. Today's daf drills down to the fundamentals of Hilchos Mukta. What is a Kli Shemalach de l'Isser versus a Kli Shemalach de l'Heter? What is a Tzorach Gufo, Tzorach Makom, Mecham Alatzel? These are the ABCs of Hilchos Mukta, right here in the 17th parak of Masechet Shabbos. And over the next few dapim, we will, be'ezras Hashem, unpack some of the halachos related to the laws of Mukta. It's generally understood that the Rambam's perspective of Mukta is based on the idea that the rabbinic laws of Shabbos were put in place to prevent individuals from performing forbidden activities that would violate Shabbos. Example, carrying, so fear is you're going to handle items and carry them on Shabbos, you might carry them out into a place where there's no Eruv. The Rambam writes that. And then there's other concepts the Rambam writes as well, where the rabbis prevented us from using certain items, holding them and walking around with them so that we don't come to violate other forbidden activities. So hence the concept of klisha malach de l'isser. So I use a hammer for construction. So babona is prohibited. Construction is prohibited. So therefore, Chazal said not to move this hammer on Shabbos. So if I need the space, so that's fine. If I need the space, great, I can move it. Or I want to crack a nut, wonderful, go for it. But walking around with a hammer in my hand is a recipe for leading to a Shabbos violation. Chas v'sham. So the end of our daf, and leading into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara takes us back to the days of Nehemiah, where people were not careful about Shmir Shabbos, and therefore institutions such as Mukta were critical to reestablishing a Shabbos environment in places like Yerushalayim. Following Nehemiah's rebuke of the people, he issues a warning. Their behavior is just like their ancestors. And guess what happened? You know what happened in the past? Yerushalayim was destroyed. We had terrible things happen to us as a result of Chilul Shabbos. And he was invoking Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel, who both yelled about Chilul Shabbos to Am Yisrael in their day, and being one of the causes that led to the destruction of Yerushalayim. Therefore, although many Rishonim held that Hilchos Mukta are rabbinic in nature, Midrabanan, there are those who held it still right. And even if not, the roots of this area of Hilchos Shabbos goes back a long way. So three notes of Alech Lamaisa from our daf that reflect this point. Number one, even a klisha malach de l'heter, something has permissible use on Shabbos, as our Gemara says, the Chazal said you can move these items, whether it's for the space or for the item itself. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ches, Siv Dalet says, except for food and Sfarim, one shouldn't just move these items without any need at all. Well, there was a debate between Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach and the famed Mashkiach of Gedaliah Eisman of Kol Torah, who lived to 101 years old. He was Nifter in 2011. He was the Mashkiach of Kol Torah, as he said, and as a Rav. He was the Rav of Nevensal, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, among others. Whether one may fiddle with the klisha malach de l'heter to calm one's nerves. Rav Eisman was machmir and included this under shelo l'tzorach chav. There's no purpose associated with that. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that calming anxiety, for example, was a tzorech, and therefore even a klisha malach de l'iser, when another kli wouldn't be available, would be permitted to use. The second point is the Gemara says that Chazal permitted moving a klisha malach de l'heter from the sun to the shade, mecham alatzel. So this must be talking about where the use of the item is for tomorrow. So if it would be for today, then that would be considered the tzarach gufa, then you need it right now. And the reason for the whole permission, because just needing it for tomorrow is not an argument. You can't just move items around. So the heter, this whole permission is because of the potential loss, which Chazal were sensitive to. Lastly, when it comes to klisha malach tel iser, which may be moved the tzarach gufa makomo, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings in Parachaf, Halacha Yud, Sif Yud, in the footnote there, Chavdal, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach appeared to permit moving an item that one is embarrassed to having others see on the table. The person might not have any use for the item or even the space it occupies. On the one hand, we see the sensitivity of Chazal to make our Shabbos enhance and give us the ability to have oneg, prevent pain, whether emotional or psychological, at the same time reminding us what we should really be using our time for on Shabbos.